347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 30th, 2025 edition. About 4 hours ago, video coming in from Japan that the waves, the tsunami, is coming ashore. Gentleman in a high-rise concrete hotel building from the balcony took a video. Down along the shoreline is a road, like most cities, areas on the ocean, Miami. If you've ever been down in Florida, you've seen this all the time. Literally, cars driving on the road, the waves hit them and just picked them up and slammed them on their sides, turned them right over. Well, now, in Maui, Hawaii, on the main island, people are trying to escape this tsunami. They've called for a massive evacuation. Well, Oprah Winfrey owns a private road on her property as a way to give additional road ability access. They could escape to higher grounds if Oprah would open up her private road. Reportedly, she's refusing. In a massive crisis like this, blocking an escape route is inhumane, according to one of the posts on Twitter, which shows basically the map. The shoreline has a road that goes along, of course, the shore. Oprah's private road would give them direct access to higher ground without having to drive all along the shoreline where the waves come crashing in. They could take a shortcut through her private road to get to higher ground. So, basically, they're saying it's not technically a private road, but rather a driveway to her house. So it's going to be very interesting to see if Oprah Winfrey does the right thing and opens up her driveway, if that's what you want to call it, whatever. But evidently, at this point, she's not willing to do it. According to the reports, Oprah bought up almost half of Maui, basically like a monopoly board, and now she is blocking escape routes. Is it all a game to her? Well, just another greedy landlord with a TV smile. So, pretty interesting developments. One of the other videos that came in said that these waves have included whales, have started showing up washing ashore in Japan as a result of this massive tsunami. It's not a common thing to see at all, and it's indicative how much power this earthquake had, potentially devastating marine life. So, even whales are being washed ashore. They don't have the ability to fight the massive currents and the waves coming from the power of this earthquake. So, pretty interesting. pretty interesting to watch this in live time as it's happening. We have a tsunami basically alert that is going to be on Fox News and other places. We'll continue to watch it. One of the other stories we've been following in Lansing, we got time for this one. We'll jump into this story right now. What is happening within the Michigan State Police? Governor Gretchen Whitmer publicly standing behind her man, the director of the Michigan State Troopers. Well, the Troopers Association took a vote of no confidence for those that were willing to participate. They said, we want a new director. We want a new leader for the Michigan State Police. Well, one of the former ex-post commanders is suing the governor's director, Colonel James F. Grady. What's the reason? What's the basis? Well, a white Michigan State Police trooper filed a lawsuit Monday alleging that he was demoted 3 levels from being the post commander all the way down to being just a trooper based on his race, the fact that he's white. Trooper Jeffrey M. Short's lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court against Colonel James F. Grady alleges violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. He's seeking more than $75,000 in damages. White male members are being severely disciplined for minor offenses, while minority or female members are only being lightly disciplined or not even disciplined at all for far more serious offenses, reads the complaint from the Ann Arbor attorney, James Fett. Well, Shannon Banner, Michigan State Police Director of Communication and Outreach Division, said, since this matter involves pending litigation, we will reserve our comments for the court. According to the complaint, Short, a former first lieutenant and commander for the West Branch Post since 2022, claims his demotion came in wake of the test rigging scandal at the Flint Post, where he served as a lieutenant prior to getting his post commander position. Short claims former Flint Post commander, First Lieutenant Yvonne Brantley, a black woman, directed him to give a sealed envelope to a sergeant. He alleges that he never opened the envelope and did not know that it contained questions on a promotion exam that the sergeant was about to take, according to the complaint. Short said he was then placed under investigation, ultimately being suspended for simply being a courier of this envelope. Well, Short's complaint alleges that the Special Lieutenant Eric Shoemaker allegedly asked if Short knew about Brantley giving candidates the interview questions ahead of time. Short was untruthful by not providing correct and accurate information, quote unquote, said the report. However, a recording of the interview showed that Shoemaker, in fact, never even asked those questions. It was all made up and put into his file to justify his demotion and suspension. As a result, a disciplinary panel that included Grady, the director of the Michigan State Police, drew its termination determination, and instead Short alleges he was asked what position he'd liked if he was demoted. He was demoted three ranks all the way down to trooper. However, the complaint alleges that the Michigan State Police refused to investigate a complaint made against Grady, who is black, for his untruthfulness in the interview, and also about rigged promotional processes that Brantley, who is also black, was allowed to retire rather than be terminated, thus keeping her full pension. The complaint alleges a black male post commander intimidated subordinates, lied about it, yet he only received counseling. Also, a black male sergeant wasn't even disciplined for making inappropriate racial, gender, and ethnic remarks. Following a 2024 internal investigation into the process resulted in two retirements, including Brantley's, along with one resignation and one reassignment. Again, all of those people were black. Meanwhile, the white post commander demoted three times, three positions. Well, this all stemmed from last month. The Michigan State Police Troopers Association survey went out to their members. Nearly 1,200 respondents, 98.48 of those who returned the questionnaire survey said they lacked confidence in Grady and his second-in-command, Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe. They want new directors. They want new leaders at the Michigan State Police. Morale is down. Many are leaving, taking positions of law enforcement in local communities versus working for the Michigan State Police troopers. Now, here's a very simple question. It sounds like you got bad leadership at the top, Governor. Morale is down. People are leaving. Maybe you should reconsider who your director is and appoint somebody else. Just an idea. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, just a final reminder today here Wednesday, the event tonight is going to be down in McBain that you want to come and be a part of. You're able to still get tickets at the door. Just text me the number 1ST and I'll send you the flyer with all the information on it. You'll be able to come and join us. Vicky and I will be there. It's a good old-fashioned cowboy country western barbecue. Great speakers, live entertainment. It's going to be absolutely a great time. I got a text message. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Russell. If they're teaching the kids, it would be different. However, the kids aren't learning anything. Test scores absolutely back up that statement, Russell. Absolutely agree. They've got to figure out a better way to do roads, and they got to come up with a better public school system. Competition would help in both. Repeal the prevailing wage law. Get more bang for your buck on every dollar spent, as well as competition within the schools. That simple. You create competition, you absolutely will get better results. They're not willing to do it. Well, we'll see where this goes. Now, one of the other things that are really interesting, got a real short story here. We're going to get this in before the end. Oh, and by the way, that flyer, just text me the number 1ST. My phone's all set up to send you the flyer. You still have time to come and join us. 5 o'clock, the gates open today. So just text me the number 1ST, and I'll send it to you. An alleged drag racer who led police on a high-speed chase through the streets of Warren last year will face murder charges after an action from the Michigan Supreme Court came yesterday. Even though it was the driver he was racing that actually slammed into the Jeep that killed a 42-year-old woman. In a dissent, Justice Kyra Bolden wrote that the district judge's decision to send Damari Darvell Terry's case to trial was improper based on the rationale for the decision. Totally grounded in speculation and not the evidence that was presented in the preliminary examination. In this matter, the prosecution's theory of liability for second-degree murder is based on aiding and abetting. However, I question whether the preliminary examination record supports probable cause for the offenses they charged against him. Terry was allegedly one of three drivers of Dodge Chargers who were traveling at high extreme speeds on 8 Mile Road in Warren, Michigan, back on June 29th last year, 2024. When officers tried to stop Terry's vehicle and a second driver, they allegedly continued to travel at speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour. Well, at some point, the second driver's Dodge Charger struck another vehicle, killing a passenger. Terry, who wasn't immediately identified as the second driver, fled the scene and wasn't arrested until the next day. He was subsequently charged with second-degree murder, reckless driving, causing serious impairment of body function, and first and second-degree fleeing and eluding. Well, Terry moved to dismiss the charges, arguing his conduct did not cause the injuries. And the Macomb County Circuit Judge Servito denied that motion in January. So, pretty interesting as this is going through the process. Court of Appeals in Lansing denied Terry's appeal based on lack of merit. It was determined during the preliminary examination that two officers testified that Terry was not the driver of the vehicle that caused the crash. And the surviving victim testified that only one vehicle actually crashed into their vehicle. Justice Bolden said the record showed driving at extremely high speeds while fleeing the police can support malice. It does not justify holding him over for murder charges. His vehicle did not hit the vehicle that killed the passenger, end quote, said Bolden. So, pretty interesting story. According to the majority vote, though, in the Michigan Supreme Court, he will face murder charges, even though his vehicle did not actually hit the vehicle that killed the woman. Pretty interesting. And one other thing, real quick. This will go forward based on the Supreme Court ruling, but it's getting referred back to Macomb County where the injuries actually took place. So again, it might be seen and overheard by Macomb County Circuit Judge Edward Servito, the very judge that denied the motion back in January. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.